Hey, I'm Bardi Arez, and I'm the Stop Drinking Coach. Welcome to my podcast where I teach you how to stop drinking, how to quit craving, and how to begin the journey back to yourself so that you can transform your life. After a 14-year binge drinking career, starting and stopping dozens of times and trying everything in the book from AA to therapy, I finally discovered the key to sustainable sobriety. And on this podcast, you're going to learn practical tips, tools, and strategies to help you quit drinking alcohol the easy way so you can finally step into the next chapter of your life and begin fulfilling your potential. For private one-on-one or group coaching, visit www.thestopdrinkingcoach.com and book a call with me. Hey, welcome back to another episode. My name is Bardi Arez. I'm your host, and I am the Stop Drinking Coach. And in today's episode, I want to talk about the concept of going to war. Now, what does that mean? So what I want you to understand and realize is that when you begin the journey to quit drinking alcohol, to overcome an addiction, to step in to the next chapter of your life, you have to think about it like going to war, right? This is not an easy journey. There is struggle. There are periods of discomfort. There are periods of pain. There are periods where you have to make the unconscious conscious. There are periods where you have to develop the courage to allow your suppressed or your repressed thoughts, memories, feelings come up to the surface, and you have to be willing to feel them. You have to be willing to develop the courage to look back and confront the trail that you may have left behind as a result of your alcohol addiction, right? The damage you've done to yourself, to other people, to whatever, right? And that can be scary, and that can be hard. And it's the very fear of all of these things that keeps people on the merry-go-round, stuck in the cycle and slavery of addiction. So when I say we have to be willing to go to war, I mean it. Like, it is literally a war. It is a war to reclaim ownership over your soul, over your mind, over your body. In which right now, if you're stuck in that cycle, a substance like alcohol and a series of companies have claimed ownership of, right? You have to think about it like that. The alcohol companies own you. The people who hurt you own you. And that's just the facts. I know not many people are going to say it to you like this, but this is the truth. This is the reality. That which we resist persists. Let me say that again. That which we resist in our life will continue to persist. The only way to release something from ourselves, whether it's our pain, whether it's memories, whether it's whatever, the way we release things is by acknowledging them for what they are. And allowing ourselves to feel the things that we need to feel. It is only through acknowledgement and acceptance that we can free ourselves. If you are not willing to confront and feel the pain of whatever it is that you're carrying, every single day when you wake up, it will sit and you will carry it with you. It will sit with you, locked away in a box, and it will destroy your energy, and it will prevent you from being truly authentic, and it's gonna destroy your sense of self, your self-worth, your confidence, your self-esteem, your belief in yourself, your capability. Because it's like carrying this 100-pound weight in a backpack. Like, imagine, life in of itself is hard enough, right? There's no manuscript. There's no manual for how to be a human. There's no blackboard that says, do this and do that and you'll be successful. Everybody's doing their best to figure it out. And so life is hard enough, right? It's like trying to, you know, climb Mount Everest. Now, imagine trying to now climb Mount Everest, but you have a 100-pound weight in your backpack. Can you begin to imagine how much more difficult it is to get to the top of Mount Everest? How much slower you'll go, if at all you'll even make it? That's what drinking alcohol is doing to us. Is each and every one of us is trying to climb. Every one of us is trying to progress. Every one of us is trying to evolve. Every one of us is trying to get from point A to point B. Point B is a place where we feel happy and content and proud of ourselves and connected to ourselves and connected to the people around us. And we want to be the best version of ourselves, and we want other people to feel good around us. We want to inspire, we want to help, we want to motivate, we want to support, right? That is where we're all trying to get to. That is the life that we are all trying to live, ultimately. But we can't do that when we have all of this pain that we're carrying. So you have to understand that this process is about going to war. You have to go to war with the things that have been holding you down, right? Life, in a way, is a war, right? We are fighting every single day to stay alive, to survive. Now, I know it doesn't seem that way, and this is part of what's caused our society to become, in a way, very weak and very soft, right? Because we have cities, and we have paved roads, and we have electricity, and we have internet, and we have technology, and we have grocery stores, and we have refrigerators, and we have plumbing, and we have washing machines, right? And we have cars, and we have clothes, right? All of these comforts and luxuries and technologies have pulled the wool over our eyes and have caused us to become complacent, have caused us to forget that life is, it's a war, you know? And I don't say that in some way about, you know, life is meant to be a struggle, no. But if you just look out into nature, if you look over your balcony into your backyard or into the woods or wherever, right, you disconnect outside of a city, every other single organism that is alive on this planet is fighting for its life every single day. If it does not kill another animal to eat, it will starve to death and die. And the same thing, if it does not escape the animal that is trying to kill it, it will have its head ripped off and its guts torn up, and it will also die, right? You go to one of those Instagram pages like Nature's Metal, and you will see it every single day, right? The way animals kill each other is brutal. They're not stabbing them once in the neck and making sure it's a quick death, you know? Like if an animal goes to kill another animal, maybe it bites its stomach and it just starts eating its stomach, and all of its organs start to fall out, and its intestines start to fall out, while it sits there and screams and suffers in pain. Like, this is the reality, folks. This is the three-dimensional world that we live in. Human beings have come together and have used language and communication and, you know, compromise and, you know, all these different things to work together so that we can advance our society, so that we can live in a way that's comfortable, where we have access to more resources. But you have to understand that, like, you know, once you develop a problematic relationship with alcohol, you have effectively become addicted, and this addiction will destroy you. It will literally kill you. You drink too much of it in one night and you're dead. That's how my dad died. Died in his sleep of alcohol poisoning. Shit is not a joke, you know? Like, we have to take this process seriously. Especially if you're a person, right? All persons, single or not single, okay? But if you're not single and you have a relationship and a partner and you have kids who depend on you and rely on you and look up to you for emotional support and safety and security, but you're loaded 3-4 days a week, disconnected, numb, sitting on the couch. Like, just think back to your childhood and what you didn't receive from your parents. Like, you have to be willing to go to war with this process. Just like, imagine if you were going to go to war with an enemy and you ran out of food. You're not just going to give up and shoot yourself, right? You go to war with an enemy and maybe run out of bullets in your gun. You're not just going to throw the gun away and go surrender. You're going to go find another weapon. You're going to figure it out. That's the tenacity. That's the energy. That's the type of perception and focus and motivation that you need to have when you go through this process of quitting drinking. It's about reclaiming ownership over your soul, which has been taken from those who maybe hurt you and the alcohol companies who are raking in billions of dollars of profit from you and slowly but surely taking the best years of your life from you. Understand that today is the youngest you'll ever be. Today is the most energy that you'll ever have. We are all inching closer and closer into our death. This is the human experience. Memento mori, meditating on your own death, meditating on your own mortality, realizing that you're not going to be here forever and that your time is precious. So that's the mentality I want you to take with this, is that we are going to war, right? Like, you can't be lackadaisical. Maybe I'll stop. I don't know if I feel like it. But, you know, if I get some cravings that only last 30 or 45 minutes, I'm just going to give in to them. Forget it. Right? You can't play that game. You know, when you become addicted, that strategy, that lackadaisical attitude that maybe could get you by in work or any other aspect of your life doesn't work with when it comes to a problematic relationship with alcohol. And I know nobody told you that. Nobody told me that. It's not on the bottle. It's not on the label. It wasn't in any of the music or in the movies that I watched. The people that I looked up to who drank, they didn't mention it anywhere. But that's the nature of the substance that we're playing with. Is you think it's making you feel better, but it's the very thing that is destroying you. I want you to think about that. You think that this is helping you escape your emotions, but it's destroying every aspect of your life. It is robbing you of your mental health. It is causing anxiety and depression. It is destroying your sense of self-worth and self-confidence. It's destroying the brain that you have, the organ that is keeping you alive. It's destroying your liver. All for a 15 to 30 minute rush of dopamine. Now, let's take that into context and look at how insane that is. So you're telling me you want out of this thing, but the 15 to 30 minute rush of dopamine is more important than everything else in your life? I mean, this is the context that we need to look at, right? These are the questions that, these are the sentences, the frameworks, the mental models that you don't get in society. You don't get in the rooms of 12-step programs. You don't really get with an alcohol counselor. But these are the things, these are the mental models that we need to consider in our life, right? So you're telling me that you would rather continue for the next decade of your life feeling stuck in this loop of slavery every single day. You would rather do that than have to feel or confront some painful emotions of your past for a few weeks or a month or two? It sounds pretty wild when you put it into that perspective. And it's because it is. I mean, human beings, by and large, are pretty simple creatures. We're not considering all the possibilities all the time. When we get addicted to something, we're hyper-focused in on the present moment and what's going on right now and the emotions and feelings and thoughts and chaos that's happening right now, and we forget about everything else. This doesn't mean that you're bad or that you're not smart. This is the nature of this human operating system. It's all just based on biology and survival, right? But when we're trying to get ourselves out of a hole we've dug ourselves in, we got to start opening the mind. We got to start looking at all the possibilities, all of the angles. We have to ask the right questions. Because without asking the right questions, we're going to end up in the same place. There's a famous quote by Einstein. It's like, you know, man cannot solve his problems with the same level of thinking he used to create them. So we need to expand our map of reality. We need to expand our map of thinking, of problem solving. And we need to put things in perspective. So understand that this process is about going to war with yourself. You have to be willing to allow yourself to endure some of the discomfort that you feel for the first couple weeks, but it gets better after that. You know, the pain that you feel, the boredom, the anxiety, the, oh, what if our people are going to judge me? What am I going to do? What's my social life going to be like? All these things are so trivial. Trust me, you adapt. I've got answers for all of them. And so do you. I mean, most of them are a Google search away. You know, you're not the first one to try to get sober. Neither am I. You know, this has been going on for thousands of years, right? All the questions you have are a Google search away, realistically. So you have to go to war, right? So what does that mean, right? If I was going to go to war right now, I would figure out what's the best armor to wear, what's the best equipment to have, what's the best weapons to have, you know, what's the best strategy in terms of hunting down my opponent? What are the best defensive strategies? What are the best defensive weapons? What happens if I run out of food? What happens if I run out of ammo? What are all the different types of weapons that I could use, right? What do I do if I get hurt or somebody I know gets hurt? Do I need to learn first aid? Do I need to get a first aid kit, right? What about water? How do I manage water sources? How much do I need to carry on me? How much do I need to drink every day? You know, what do I do with all the dead bodies that I kill? Do I burn them? Do I put them off? Do I bury them? Okay. What happens when I, you know, advance into enemy territory? How do I effectively claim an area and make it mine? Right? How do I set up booby traps? How do I, right? Like, I just came up with 20 questions that are all important and necessary to understand when it comes to going to war. Getting sober is no different, right? You have to ask the right questions. You have to be prepared. You have to know that you're going to be making adjustments to your life. You have to have a plan. You have to have a routine. You have to have a system. You have to know if you go to an event and there's alcohol, what are you going to do? What's the best way to handle it, right? And if you don't have answers to any of these questions and you feel stuck and you say, I don't know how, where do I start? You start by building a map like this, by answering these questions, by getting clear on them. Grab a journal, write out all of the questions, write answers to them. This is what I help my clients do, right? That's why I've developed a comprehensive 90-day system that you can plug into that handles all of this for you and gives you the mental models and frameworks. And, you know, it's not therapy. We don't sit there and ask you questions for 4 hours. Not to down therapists, like therapists do a great job, but almost every single one of my clients have been to therapy, and almost none of their therapists have mentioned anything about their alcohol problem. Some of them have encouraged them to continue drinking. Like, so this is a different game, okay? This is a different animal. This is a different game. Sobriety, living alcohol-free, realigning your mindset, your brain chemistry, your nervous system after you've been assaulting it with a drug like alcohol, this is a whole nother beast. This is a whole nother animal. So you have to be willing to go to war, and that's how you have to look at it, right? If you've tried to quit and you followed a system to some degree, you went to meetings or you did some program and you still find yourself falling back, you have to keep digging. You don't just wave the flag and give up. Maybe your leg got blown off in war, right? Okay, you keep going. You grab a wheelchair. You keep moving forward, right? That's how you have to look at this thing, is you are reclaiming your soul, your mind, your body, your brain, your heart, your emotions. You're taking it back because it's been robbed. It's been stolen from the matrix of society that told you that this thing is good for you. And for many adults, you know, overcoming alcohol is really an initiation period to truly becoming responsible for yourself, responsible for your life. You know, there was no initiation period between being a kid and a teenager and adult. We went to high school, we got herded into college, where most of us learn how to become alcoholics or developed alcohol use disorder. Then we went into the workforce, and then we just tried to figure it out from there. But most adults still haven't fully claimed ownership over themselves and their life. They still haven't taken full responsibility for who they are and everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That is when you begin to truly evolve, is when you take full ownership of all of it. And you have to go to war with that process, because the world and society is set up and structured in a way for you to fail. And if you haven't realized this yet, like, it's time to wake up. You know, we don't have a loving government that's looking out for us, that's trying to give us the best food, that's trying to make sure that we're healthy. Like, dude, the system is rigged. The Western medicine just wants to shove a pill down your throat, doesn't want to address the root cause. You know, all of the food is laden with sugar, you know, and artificial nonsense. The whole thing is, you know, and then everywhere you look, everybody's drinking. So quitting drinking is about going to war and reclaiming ownership and agency over your life. And so what is going to war? That means you're going to fight a lot of battles. You have to be prepared for that. You know, you're going to come upon challenges and obstacles, and there's going to be a minefield that you have to figure out how to navigate, and you have to build trenches, and you have to build tunnels. You have to find another way out. But understand that you don't, you know, the war doesn't go on for the rest of your life. First 3 months, the first 6 months, then you start to build a foundation for yourself. You start moving into enemy territory. You start reclaiming ownership of yourself and your land. And then it starts to become second nature. Your weapons get stronger. Your mind, your map of reality, your map of the war gets expanded. You develop better techniques. You have better armor. You have better weapons. You have better, you know, strategies and deployment systems. And when you're, you know, when the enemy or the opponent shows up the same way every single time, oh, there's that trigger again. Oh, there's that trigger again. You start to become more familiar with it all. It starts to become second nature. And it all becomes substantially easier. And you begin to adapt and you start to evolve and you become a new version of yourself. And so keep that in mind, right? Yeah, we're going to war, but it's not forever. And you have to be willing to endure a period of discomfort and make adjustments to your life, knowing that it's all going to work out on the other side, right? If you've been a slave to alcohol for 20 or 30 years or 10 years or any amount of time and it's destroying you, let me just ask you, would you be willing to make adjustments to your life and live a different lifestyle that, trust me, you're going to end up loving for 6 months in exchange for a foundation that is going to allow you to go out and live the rest of your life in freedom? I mean, come on. You know, that's what college was. That's what they promised, right? Pay us $50,000 a year for 4 years, get a degree in education so you can go out and live the American dream. But look where that got us, right? Many of you listening to this probably went to college and probably have an education. So you've already done it. You already have self-sacrificed, have put yourself in loads of debt, taken a bet on yourself for 4 years in exchange for being able to go out and live a better life. So you've already done it. You already, like, you know, you have the capacity. You're capable. You've done it in other areas of your life. And quitting drinking is similar. We look at something that we've developed an affinity towards, you know, a warped, dysfunctional affinity towards, and we remove it from our life, which causes us to have to then confront and look at our life for what it is. Then we have to go through a process for a series of months where we grow and we heal and we become better version of ourselves. But on the other side of that is everything that you've ever wanted. So understand that it's all available to you, but you have to have the right mindset. You have to have the mindset that you are going to war. If you're not going to carry that mindset, it's going to be very hard for this process to be successful. Right? When was the last time you got fucking pissed off? When was the last time you like looked at something or somebody and you were disgusted? Use that as motivation. Like, look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. If you know you're capable of more, ask yourself, like, what the fuck are you doing, John? What are you doing, Samantha? Like, you're better than this. Let's figure it the fuck out. You know? Having grown up in a dysfunctional family with alcohol and drugs everywhere, I grew up with this mentality that, like, oh, once you're addicted, it's just done. You're just fucking, it's over. Because I saw how much pain it caused my family. But like, dude, I got through it. I got through it despite all of the pain, all of the trauma, all of the bullshit. And so I'm here to tell you that you can fucking do it too. You have to want it. You have to want it. You can't do it. We're talking about addiction here. We're not talking about willy-nilly anything else. We're not talking, oh, go to the gym and lose some weight. We're not talking, oh, you know, take a class at the community college and get a degree. Like, this is war, okay? You have altered the functioning of your system, of your brain, of your habits, of the way that you think about yourself and life and reality. Like, this is our life we're talking about, right? So you have to get the support and help that you need. You have to reach out. You have to go to war with this thing. Because if you don't, the enemy is going to continue inching in every single day, making its way into your territory, and eventually you're done. You know? And if you have a family, if you're a leader, if you have a business, if you're a mom or a dad, if you're a brother or sister, if you're a son, whatever, like, there's people that care about you. There's people that depend on you. There's people that rely on you. There's people that want to see you do well and don't want to see you throw your life away from alcohol. You know? So we need to be willing to allow ourselves to develop the courage to take it one day at a time, to confront whatever it is that we need to confront, to feel whatever it is we need to feel, to reach out for the support that we need, because it's not easy to do this alone. And we need to take the necessary steps to do it and reclaim ownership of our life so that we can move on and step into the next chapter of who we're capable of being, which is an infinite being. You can do and be and have anything that you want. When you start to heal, when you start to feel aligned, when you start to develop self-confidence, when you start to harmonize with your own voice and you stop caring about other people's opinions and judgments and you start to be your authentic self and you start to develop your own passions and interests and hobbies and you start to get clear on a vision for your future and what you want your life to look like, anything is possible. Then you just have to put in the work. That's it. If other people have done it, you can do it. You know, I'm not special. I'm not some unique figure, okay? Neither are you. Neither is anybody. We all have the capability of doing it. It's just about how do we process reality within our mind and our body? How do we construct meaning? What are we attached to? What are we willing to let go of? What are we willing to reframe in terms of our belief systems? How are we willing to audit ourselves? How deep are we willing to audit ourselves? And are we willing to reorganize and reorient our life for a temporary period of time so that we can get back on track to become the person we are always meant to be? So I'll leave it at that. Hope this was helpful for you. And I want to remind you that this process is about going to war. That is the type of tenacity that I want you to have as you embark on this journey. Okay? That is the type of energy that I want you to carry. Because if you carry that type of energy, you will succeed. There's no way you can fail. So I'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening in, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with your friends or someone you know who might be struggling with alcohol. And if you feel like you're ready to finally transform your relationship with alcohol, visit www.thestopdrinkingcoach.com and book a call with me. I offer private one-on-one and group coaching to make letting go of alcohol easier and more sustainable than you ever thought possible. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.